Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Just imagine this, a business without a leader. You've got employees just milling around. Nobody knows what to do. Day after day, they're looking for someone to lead them, someone to give them some direction. But there's no one there to give them direction. And what happens? Nothing. So you have to say to yourself, how important is a CEO? What's the most important responsibilities that you have? Well, you really have to create the vision. You have to have a thought as to exactly where you want to go, how you want to get there. Why are you in business? What do you provide for the business community that they're going to buy? What in the world will they think when you present your marketing materials? What are they going to say when you show up? What's the vision? How can you clearly create the vision? That's your main responsibility, is to create the vision. Why are you in business? And of course, you need to create the necessary tools for your people to absolutely be successful. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do it yourself. It comes back to the vision. Maybe you have a great website, but you don't want to be a coder, so you don't want to absolutely be a webmaster, so you hire the right people to do it. Comes back to the vision. Maybe the marketing materials, you read through them, and you say, you know, this just doesn't sound right, and I'm going to hire a copywriter. I'm going to create the right copywriter. It's the vision. Maybe you need to expand your business, expand your warehouse space, or update your equipment. Everything comes down to the vision of the business. And you also have to create the values, the culture. How do we operate our business? How do we treat our customers? How do we treat our clients? And most importantly, how do we treat our employees, our coworkers? Do we treat them well? Do we bring them on board? Do we make them understand how important they are? Are we willing to help them create more value for the company, which creates more value for the employee? Are we willing to show our appreciation? Are we willing to help them make more money so they can live a better life and they can want to be productive and they can see the effort that they're producing, the work that they're producing, the value that they're producing also creates value for them? And you know the hardest part of being a CEO, president, or business owner? The hardest part. You've got to make decisions. Sometimes those decisions aren't clear. But you have to say to yourself, I'm going to pull all of my resources. I'm going to think about everything that I know, everything that I've experienced. I'm going to get the proper advice from people. I'm going to gather all of this information, and I'll make a decision. And sometimes those decisions can keep you up at night. But if you're not willing to make decisions, if you are not willing to be decisive, if you're not willing to lead your employees in a way that they understand that they can trust your judgment, not much is going to happen. People will leave you. You will not be able to attract the best employees. Because what do I always say? Leaders lead. They lead in many categories. You don't need to have all of the answers. You need to know where to find the answers. You need to know how to surround yourself with the best people. You need to know what you want out of your business and what the people that are buying from you, what do they want from you? What do your employees want from you? What does your banker want from you? That's easy. Your banker wants you to pay your loan. Your banker wants to deposit money in the banker's business. The banker wants you to be successful so that they can be successful and piggyback on your success. Everything, although the responsibility seems ominous, depends upon you, the leader. And as you are in business long enough, and as you go through enough problems, and as you make enough decisions, it's not a problem. It's just what we do every single day. Leaders lead. So let's get out there. Let's create the vision, the culture, the resources. Let's make the decisions, and let's make this the most successful year that you ever had as a business person. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.